Conference record has joined the conference.
Hey, Jimmy, we're back. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we were talking about Zakir Hussain and the influences involving the Within You, Without You off of your new record.
Right. Yes, that song had been real special to me for some reason, even when before I really even played music. As a young kid, you know, I was just starting to get into playing, but I never tried to play it, you know, but it was always in my subconscious from a long time ago. And then, of course, later in my life, I got into Indian classical music and started to see where some of the influences came from that George was, you know, into when he wrote the song, George Harrison. And he had, I mean, my God, he had Ravi Shankar, he had Alaraka, he had, you know, El Shankar. I mean, you know, these are legendary Indian classical musicians, and, you know, these guys take improvising to a whole new level. And so that started to become an influence on me, and that tune cropped up in my mind, and I thought, wow, if I could somehow play the vocal melody, and then we could, you know, have a groove behind it, and we don't have a tabla player, but Jeff Sipe is well-versed in Indian music. He loves Indian music, and, you know, he came up with a great idea to put behind the vocal melody, and we just ran with it. And then, you know, when we do a cover, we want to try to do something with it that the original, you know, instead of copying the original to a T, you know, I definitely am a detail-oriented person when it comes to arrangements and stuff, but I wanted to have a free section in there where we could improvise. And so basically we did. We played the song just like it sort of is on the record, but we put a section in the middle where we could play free. And we tried to do a similar thing with the other covers that we chose to do, which the other one was, there was two more. One was John McLaughlin's Hope, which was off of Birds of Fire album, which also was heavily influenced by the rhythms of Indian classical music. And John McLaughlin obviously is in a class by himself. He's recreated himself just about with every record he makes, and he's been doing this for 40 years plus, you know. So I've been a fan of his since I was in my late teens, you know. And you know, through him, I went back and started listening to the things that he was influenced by, and that led me to a whole nother development in listening to music. You know, of course, you know, there's Coltrane and Miles Davis, and it goes without saying, you know, all the other great, you know, musicians he played with and admired. And of course, that led you back into Indian music too. But the song Hope was really somewhat of a mantra. And we, you know, when I listened to it, I've been listening to it for, you know, many, many years and always loved it. But no one took a solo on it, you know. That was one of a unique tune in the Mahavishnu Orchestra catalog, because no one took a solo on it, and it was a mantra that it didn't have a B section, you know what I mean? It was one section, and so in my mind, I always wanted to do the tune someday, but I was looking for a B section, and then I wanted to solo over it too, you know, which, so I tried that, and basically reharmonize the progression. It's not very difficult at all, what I'm talking about. It sounds more complicated than it is, but I just took the chords from the original tune, and you know, I found common things with other chords that I could substitute in their place, and came up with the intro progression, and then going into the actual tune that was on the Birds of Fire record, we had a B section, and then we got Bill Evans, the great horn player, to play on it, and then I also took a solo over the original chord sequence and melody, and it was just something we wanted to do, and you know, had a blast doing it. And then the other cover was a tune by Jimmy McGriff called Miss Poopy. It's off a record called Electric Funk from the 70s. Again, so you know, you can these are pretty diverse, you know, styles of music, but again, coming back to, I mean, you know, to me, it's just a great tune, you know, and it's just, it's fun to play over. Some of the music's more challenging than others, but, you know, a great tune is a great tune, and whether it's a funk tune or, just a beautiful melody or set of chords or some kind of a fusion jazz thing. I mean, it, to me, it's just all the same. It's good music, and that's where the covers came from, was just us searching through different things that we love, and we found these tunes and wanted to do them, you know. If that answers your question, I hope it does.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And you definitely brought all the above covers so much new life and flavor. Some of my favorite originals off of the album, the opening track, Red Wing Special, which I assume that's a fiddle of Nicky Saunders, right?
It is, yes, yes.
Great, great. And then Kofi with, of course, Bela Fleck accompanying. You were talking lightly before about how you wanted this record to kind of transcend the idea of genre. What made you bring in the acoustic element more particularly this record?
You mean like, well, you mean on the guitar or bringing Bela in or do you mean
maybe all of it combined, the fact that you have fiddler and I know Bela isn't strictly bluegrass, but it's definitely an interesting element to bring in.
Well, you know, that guy can play anything on the planet. We know this about Bela.
Yeah.
Somebody I've admired for as long as I can remember, since the first time I heard him play, and then I had the good fortune to meet him and actually get to play with him back in the early 90s when we were making a record with Bruce Hampton. It was the Mirrors of Embarrassment record when we played in his band, Aquarium Rescue Unit. And Bela came and played on a couple of tunes with us. And you know, he came to some of our shows when we were in Nashville and he was off the road. And I was just struck by the guy, you know, and how down-to-earth he was, and always wanted to work with him again. And there were times when I got to sit in with bands at the same time he did, and we played together in that situation. Like, we played with Bruce Hornsby together as a sit-in, and we had a blast doing that. That was a couple of years ago, or maybe less. And you know, and then I had the good fortune of playing with him at Warren Haynes' Christmas Jam last Christmas. Jeff Seid called me up and said, you know, Jeff knows Bela pretty well. And
yeah.
He said, man, you know, you want to come do this thing, Christmas Jam with Bela Fleck and Bill Evans? And I was like, oh, my gosh, you know, yes, you know. So, you know, and Warren was kind enough to invite us to come and play at the Christmas Jam. So we did. And I just felt a connection with him and with Bill Evans that I was like, oh, really? I knew I would be making a record soon, and I wanted to work with both of them. So I was lucky enough to get them to play on this record. And the acoustic element you mentioned, well, you know, Nicky, I was blown away by him when I saw him perform with the Steep Canyon Rangers, you know. And he just took the roof off the building. That the band was so superb, and I was just knocked out by the band. And a couple of them were there at the Christmas Jam, so I met them before I ever heard them play. And when I met the mandolin player, Mike, he invited us to come to the Variety Playhouse a few months later when they would be playing. So we did. The whole family went. My children, you know, who are not children anymore, and my wife and I, you know, we went to their show and were just knocked out by them. So I called Nicky. Jeff Seid knew him, and he gave me his phone number. And I called Nicky and asked him if he would play with us. And that tune, Red Wing Special, just seemed to be screaming for a fiddle player to play the tune with me. And so he did an amazing job. And it wasn't really where I said, I want to do something acoustic. I mean, that wasn't acoustic for me. I was playing electric guitar, but, you know, he was playing his acoustic fiddle. I love the sound of his playing. And I figured that tune would be a good vehicle. You know, and with Bela, you know, I wasn't sure what Bela was going to play. Unfortunately, I couldn't be in the same room with him when he did it because, you know, our schedules, you know, everybody's busy. And he was in Vermont when he cut that track. And we had to mail the track to Vermont. And then he went into a studio and with his acoustic banjo, and they mic'd it up, and he laid his track down and sent it back to us. And I mean, man, you know, I hate that we couldn't be in the same room, but when I listened to it, it's just a testament to these musicians, as great as they are, because they weren't in the same room with us when Nicky Saunders put his fiddle part down, or when Bela Fleck put his banjo track down, or when Bill Evans put his saxophone parts down, they weren't even in the same room with us, you know, and I don't notice that when I listen to it, and I think that's good, you know, but it just comes down to, if you want to play with people, you know, and they're not there and they're not available at that time, you just have to send the track, which kind of sucks, but it's better than not playing with them.
Yeah, and, you know, I would have had absolutely no idea, Jimmy. It sounds completely like you guys are all smiles together in the same room. And it works regardless, either way.
Well,
so, yeah, exactly. I mean, it's, I would have had no idea. But, we're talking about Jeff, a member of your touring band and a friend for so many years, so many different projects. You have five Colorado dates with him in the band, and you're headlining festival appearance at NetFest coming up. So five dates in Colorado. Why 5 dates?
Well, you know, we all love going there, and, you know, it seems to be a state that is really open to music, and not just one particular kind of music, but, you know, they seem to be really open to all forms of music, and the Colorado audience supports people, you know, going out on a limb, you know, and there just happens to be a lot of venues in the state of Colorado that support this kind of music. And when we were told that, you know, that these are all possible places to play in Colorado, I said, yeah, let's do it. You know, I mean, we're there, you know, it's a long way from home. So as long as we're there, we might as well play as many dates as possible. And everybody there is so wonderful and so supportive. And, you know, and everyone knows it's one of the most beautiful places on the earth. So it just seemed like a win-win for everybody to go there and play, you know.
Absolutely. And the tour is obviously going everywhere. It's in the Northeast. It's in the South, the Midwest. So definitely catching you on tour when you come to NetFest. I'm writing on the whole thing and can't wait to see what you got in store for the new show and the new tour. Just wanted to say to the listeners that I strongly encourage them to listen to your new album coming out, Subject to Change Without Notice, due for release on August 28th, right?
You know, I don't even know. That's pitiful.
It is. It's at the end of the month, and I was so thrilled to have had the opportunity to hear it before the release and jumped on the opportunity to talk to you when Mike told me it was a possibility. And, yeah, you know, we'll be in touch in the future, man. That's all I got as far as right now, but I'm going to get this up on Grateful Web and certainly link it to your Facebook page. Just what a honor to interview you. I'm looking forward to checking you out on tour.
Thank you. The honor's all mine. I appreciate it so much. Thank you.
Of course, man. Yeah, it's just been such a pleasure watching you perform over the years. Such a kind guy. So, yeah, man, you have a good rest of your afternoon, and catch you when you come to Colorado.
Thanks so much. I'm looking forward to it. See you, Dylan.
Likewise. Take care, buddy.
Bye.
The leader has disconnected. The conference will be terminated in 2 minutes. The leader has disconnected. The conference will now end.